was loud.
You ready to do this shit?
I think I'm ready to do this shit.
But are you ready to do this shit?
Say but.
I also said shit.
Shit comes out of butts.
What's so funny?
Just said it.
Oh, my bad.
Don't shit come out of a butt.
Don't shit, but come out of a butt?
I said don't shit come out of a butt.
Don't shit, but come out of a butt.
It sounds like a saying, right? It's like when somebody say butt, it'd be like, don't shit come out of a butt. You know what I'm saying? It would mean like when people say butt, it ain't shit coming out there.
See, I thought you were saying like don't shit.
Oh, you thought I was asking a question. Don't shit,
but come out of a butt. As in like nothing but shit comes out of a butt. Like,
I mean, either way, that would sound even better though. The way you explained it, I think it kind of means the same thing.
Don't shit, but come out of a butt.
Hold on, wait, you said butt twice.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Don't shit, but come out of a butt.
Oh no, that's not sounding too good. Wait a second, you lost it. You lost the flow there. But it essentially, it means the same thing. Like, I think it means the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, sure.
It'd be like, yeah, you know, George, you're a great podcaster, but. You know, ain't shit coming after that, but some bullshit or some. You get what I mean? Like, it's just
nothing but shit after the butt.
Ain't nothing but shit after a butt.
Nothing but shit after a butt.
See, it's hard saying butt twice, but I guess it makes sense. Like, I think we just created something.
I think we did too.
Like, I think we just created a saying.
I'd have to agree with you.
I think the more that we talk, the more sayings can be created, but we have to coin these phrases and sayings.
But how do we coin it?
I thought, I don't know. Where did the phrase coin come from?
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
That, like, what does that mean?
I thought you were stupid for a second, but I was like, I don't know.
I'm glad you didn't. Well, you did just tell me. But anyway, like, the term coin, like, what does that mean? Like, it was coins to.
I was like, duh, because coins.
Hold on, wait a second.
Hold on, I don't think I know either.
Wait a second. Even that kind of confused me. I thought you was dumb for a second. But you saved yourself.
I did.
Listen to what they saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for. Cause I've been fucked up. But I'm gonna need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
We back with another week. Yeah, we was fucking talking about currency. So
real quick, yeah, my bad, not to cut you off. Yeah. You want to know where the U.S. is? This is based off of whatever the fuck article I'm reading, but it was updated recently.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what number one is. Okay. Top four, kind of strange. But anyway, the U.S., number nine.
Damn.
The most traded in the world. Almost 70% of his banknotes, so I guess bills.
That seemed like a banknote.
Seem reasonable?
Yeah.
Are circulating outside of the country. But it's only worth 0.87 of a pound. So the British pound currency.
So what was number one? Please give me that one.
Well, like the top four are Middle Eastern based currencies. So like four is Jordanian dinar. Three is Omani rial. Number two is Bahraini dinar. It's probably said wrong. And number one is the Kuwait dinar.
Damn.
That's worth $3.30.
It.
Each one.
Some of that.
Right?
Like, was any of that currency from Dubai?
Number one's from Kuwait. Number two is from Bahrain. Number three is Omani. Four is Jordan.
Oh.
So, no. or yes? I forget your question.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It didn't sound like my question. Like the answer I was looking for, at least.
What was your question?
No, I was like, was any of that currency from Dubai?
Oh.
That's it.
No, because Dubai is its own country, and none of those were Dubai. So, no.
There you go.
I got it. But I don't know if Dubai has its own currency.
What is Dubai's currency? You don't have to look it up. But.
God damn it.
That's a good question.
It's a good question.
It just seems like one of the richest cities in the world, right?
Right.
Or they have one of the richest cities in the world. Right? I don't know. I have no idea.
It seems like it.
I'm done talking about something I don't have, bro. I don't have any money.
I mean, same, but wishful thinking. That's what we'll call it.
I guess I got to manifest that shit, right? Just talking about different currencies will bring me wealth.
I guess. I don't really believe in manifestation.
Really? How so? How come? How come you don't believe in manifestation?
I mean, not as in, like, something that actually causes an effect. I mean, maybe I misunderstand manifestation. If the purpose is solely the fact of thinking about it will make you more likely to
attain it?
Yeah, then no.
Okay.
I mean, if thinking about it is really just to make you more likely to follow through with it and to actually work towards it,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a mantra to use to keep you focused on what you're trying to do, then I guess I can't say I don't believe in that.
So what's the difference between?
Because manifestation to me just sounds like saying stuff that you want to happen.
Yeah.
And hoping that the world makes it happen for you.
Okay, so it makes sense. Like 70% of manifestation is you giving effort to obtain something that you want to manifest. Okay. I mean, if that's what you believe in. If you 100% don't believe in the thought of obtaining that one thing, then it's just motivation. Like you said, it'd be like just telling yourself, I will achieve this. I will obtain this.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not a bad thing. But then also there's prayer. You know what I mean? For people that have faith. So a right. lot of prayer in some eyes is just manifestation because you pray for it. But a lot of times, again, they say you got to meet God halfway. You know what I'm saying? You just can't pray to God that, you know, I really need a vehicle, Lord. Could you please help me? You know, good health and things like that. It's right. Like, yo, you kind of got
to. Because like people will say, well, God will provide you a way to obtain the vehicle, or God will show or provide you a way to achieve that better health.
Yeah.
He doesn't just give it to you.
Yeah, he can't, right?
He could.
Like,
he's all powerful.
He's powerful. But, like, what if he gave everybody everything that they wanted? That shit wouldn't, like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
God is above sense.
I'm not arguing with you. But I'm just saying, like, if he gave everybody everything they wanted at one time, it'd just make him a genie. You know, like.
To some, yeah. I guess yeah so.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, God is all powerful. He's, you know what I mean? He gave us free will. He gave us our life. People say he gave us his son for sins. You know what I'm saying? But, like, it's just, I kind of lost where we were. With manifestation, like, I kind of believe in that because it is some, like, in a way, a thing of motivation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I don't think I manifest enough. My mind is usually busy. My mind is usually busy. Like, somebody told me something about, I was giving them a situation that I was in without really telling them. I was kind of vague about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, you have to pray. I was like, yeah, like, bro, I don't even remember the last time I actually prayed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I do. I do know what you're saying.
Like, when is the last time that I've actually prayed and, like, and meant it? You like, you know what I mean? Like, yo, like, I pray that, you know what I mean, this happens. You know how you just say it out loud, but like actual prayer, like putting your spirit into it. And I want to pray for people that need it. And I want to, and I think about those people that might be struggling that I know that I care for.
Mm-hmm.
But like sometimes I don't actually pray.
Why does prayer always seem like asking for something?
Right.
It's not selfish. Often. Yeah. Like I've never heard someone say,
"What do you need from me, God?"
I mean, yes. But just like, because people all the time be like, "I pray for you," or "You should pray on that," stuff like that. But I never hear like, "God did you good. You should pray to him for that."
Right.
I guess like saying like thanking him, I guess.
I feel like Muslims do that.
Do they? Yeah. Thank God a lot through prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Or focus their prayer more towards thanking than asking.
Yeah.
Type deal.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I feel like they do. I don't know 100%. I'm not Muslim, but.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like they do. But, I mean, that's a good observation. Like, Christians, Catholics, like, you know, I mean, people do say, like, you know, you should thank God. You should thank. But, like, when it comes to prayers, every once in a while you hear somebody, you know, "Thank you, Lord, for, you know, allowing us all to be here to enjoy this meal, this grace." I mean, I guess you were.
Right. Saying grace is usually like that. Yeah,
you're just saying, like, thank you for what you've given us. So I guess right. They do.
But, like, actual prayers.
Yeah, yeah, just, like, praying. Like, I guess you got to add it in there. Because you just to be thankful for what you have should go hand in hand with, like, what you're asking for better health and things.
Yeah, so, again, I guess, do people mistake prayer for manifestation then, nowadays?
But they say God always listening. So are you manifesting or are you praying?
Well, I mean, like, if, like I just said, I usually only hear people saying to pray in terms of, like, when you want something or in hopes of God helping something happen. So, like, you're asking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of like manifestation. You're repeating it because you want it to happen. So, like, is prayer just manifestation nowadays? Just with more of a focus towards a deity?
I guess. I mean,
I know. Yeah, it's not really like an answerable question.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Seems like it. I'm just saying.
It's like prayer is just manifestation with spirit.
I mean, how many people just pray just to talk to God anymore?
Another good question, bro.
Now, admittedly, saying this as me not being, told you, I'm struggling right now.
Sorry.
The word might not be good at the end.
Take your time, brother.
Might be like dog.
I would kick you
out. No. Saying this as me not having gone to church in years, like not really around it, where I would experience things in the that would provide context to this, but whatever. I'm stuck.
Yeah. I see where you were trying to go.
I haven't been around it, so maybe
this
I'm missing pieces that would cause me to not have these questions
mm-hmm.
if I was around. Thank right. you.
Yeah, and being around that so much and hearing my family talk about it a lot and, you know, people coming up to me randomly, there's an answer for everything.
There is.
So, like, you can have so many questions about your faith and your religion. There's always an answer for it.
True.
I mean, it all ends with God, but there's always an answer for it. So, I think, based off experience, I think it's just hand in hand. I think manifestation and prayer just goes hand in hand. Because, so God, that prayer is manifesting what you ask from God. And if anything, it motivates you. Hopefully, it puts you on the right path. And then you got a lot of people saying, let go and let God. So you telling me to sit here and do nothing, then God will show me that path?
That's not how God works, though, according to some.
Wouldn't think so. But it happens. Because like you're living your everyday life, as long as you're thanking him, you're living in his praise, his glory, that door will open. And you wouldn't even know it. Know it.
But
notice
then is, it. Fair. But then is that even God?
Again? You think it's just you or the people that's working around you? Because then you could be like...
I mean, like, you just... You're doing your thing and stuff happens.
Yeah.
Like,
God was working in the background. There's an answer for everything, George.
Yeah, but I mean, that's like the same argument as, well, God created everything, so... Everything kind of comes back to him.
Yes. Are we talking about the same thing?
I think so.
Oh.
I mean, if he created everything, then...
Oh, okay.
Every result is... Based off of that act of creation.
Yep.
So therefore everything is.
So like.
Up there. Or. Fuck. Words. I can't have words right now.
Words.
Fuck. All right. Go ahead.
Man, you got your mind everywhere. But yeah. I think so. Manifestation. Like I feel like you have to manifest that shit. And whether you just choose manifestation or prayer. I think it's all the same, especially if you believe in God and you have in your spiritual, you know what I mean? You have faith, whether you pray to him every day about it or you talk to yourself in the mirror every day. I mean, he's there, he's listening. So in religious, like in a religious aspect, it's going to happen.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether you're telling yourself or you talking to God directly, it's going to happen. And I believe in it. I think like we can manifest shit, and that's just only gonna push you to want to do that even more.
Hmm.
Yeah, man.
Interesting.
Interesting. What else you don't believe in?
I wish we had more answers. I'm not gonna go into it because I know we just did recently,
not too long ago.
God damn it! I just want some answers.
Yeah.
Like,
do you feel like it'd change anything though? For you, not anybody else, just you.
I mean, of course. If you know something's real, your actions are going to change to reflect that. Like me saying I don't believe in manifestation now.
Mm-hmm.
If there was, come tomorrow, evidence that the act of manifestation will literally cause things to happen through some unknown force that we just now discovered, how can I not believe in it?
I guess I was asking that question is hard to ask if I don't know your questions. He's like, I wish I had answers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, period. You gave me one. I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I guess it would change things.
Like.
Regardless.
If God was real.
Heaven or hell was real.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're living in hell.
I think we talked about this too.
Oh, yeah. We can run it back. No, I'm joking. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
That was it. I don't know.
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 So I'm stepping on my toe, but I don't fly up. I think that's how it go.
I couldn't. My brain, bro. I'm telling you, I couldn't remember.
They're blowing up like ISIS. Can I say that on the podcast?
Too late now.
Damn.
What else shouldn't we say? Let's just have an episode of shit we shouldn't say.
PP.
I can't think of anything.
Can I say the word PP? PP.
You could just say PP.
Oops. I just think I did.
I got it.
No, you did. You're not a real Eminem fan. Wait till I call. Let me call Marshall real quick.
Call him up.
Let me call Marshall. I know him by Marshall.
Speaking of which, I don't like that we're going to go down this path.
It is what it is.
Because it's just a 2 second, and I think it's going to make us lose track of whatever we had in our minds. But you see, you listen to, what the fuck's it called? Drinking Kings or whatever.
Oh, Drink Champs.
Drink Champs. Thank you. That was close. It was close.
And Drink Champs.
Fucking The Game. You listen to that one?
Nah, I like Drink Champs. I find episodes that I want to watch, kind of like Joe Rogan. And
okay.
The last one I listened to was Ghostface and Raekwon.
Okay, that makes sense.
That shit was like 4 hours long, son.
I bet.
Took me about a month to listen to it.
That's unreasonable. But I guess it was Twitter. Who the fuck knows? I don't keep track of where I see shit. But maybe an Insta. It was Insta.
Okay.
The Game was on there. And there was just one clip where he was talking about Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
He says he used to think that Eminem was better than him. Now he knows he's better than Eminem. He said on a Versus, he'd body him.
And you...
Now, Versus is just hit for hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree? Yes or no?
See, I hate talking about shit that other podcasts talk about.
Right, yeah, no, I just want to hear your answer.
No. But, like, just hear me out. Because
we don't have to go in depth.
No, I'm gonna get in depth.
All right, fine.
Just hear me out. So,
do it then.
So, Brilliant Idiots, Charlamagne and them, always talk
too?
About...
Okay.
Nah, they always talk about Versus, all right? And always, Eminem always come up in the mix. Like, we understand that Eminem is, like, great, but it always depends on the audience. You know right. what I mean? Because they yeah. were saying, like, what if Busta Rhymes and Eminem or Jay-Z, right?
Okay.
You know what I mean? It depends on the audience, right?
It does.
So, like, 20 for 20, could you tell me what a pure black audience Eminem would beat The Game?
No.
Right?
Right.
And really, Versus is all opinion. Mm-hmm. Right, and some performing, and mm-hmm. then now they got him on stage and stuff. So like with The Game, I understand what he's saying, and I hate that this is the catalyst. Yeah. Thank you.
No, I thought you were
Hip hop and who's better,
right?
Like, who will win in the Versus?
Yeah,
I don't like that now because it's just all it's still the same thing. It's just opinion because mm-hmm. if you got a Marshall head. I just wanted to see if it would piss you off. Okay. If you have a Stan, damn, that's kind of hard to say, too, because everybody calls people Stans now.
Nowadays, yeah.
I mean, unless, you know, you like Nicki with Barbies and stuff. But anyway.
Go ahead.
So, if you have a Stan listening to that, of course, he's going to think Eminem washed The Game.
Right.
And if you got, like, a neutral person, it's all going to depend on the hits that you know.
See, yeah, I want it to just be like a rap expert. Those have to exist. But, okay.
Like Sway. I thought you were about to say something. You don't know the answer.
I didn't know where to go with that.
No, I'm playing. So, like.
Just like someone who can be considered an expert who will have no bias. Just taking them one for one, hit for hit, and just like each round saying which one is the best hit.
Right. So this kind of goes off the conversation we had off podcast, and it was about being the best rapper, right?
Right. Best of anything.
The best of anything. Like you said, you can look at accolades, you can look at numbers. Of course, Eminem washes The Game in anything.
Yeah.
So would that make him the better rapper of The Game?
In that sense, yes.
Exactly. I don't think Game can fuck with Eminem in a freestyle battle.
That's what would be better to see than a Versus.
I think so. I mean, to determine who's the best.
That should be the only competition between rappers.
Yeah, at least lyricists. Because not all rappers are lyricists.
I was about to say, there should be two levels.
Yeah.
You got two levels, and maybe like the Versus is the tiebreaker. There should be like a freestyle battle.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a... Not a diss track, but like equal level. No, not even equal level. Both put out a single
mm-hmm.
at the same time, like for the purpose of judging between the two. Like a full production
like
single.
Like a new single.
Yeah, like a
it
new
has to be
full
new
production
drop right now.
Single.
Got you. Yeah.
So like a freestyle, full production single, and then Versus is a tie break if needed.
Okay.
Because like you said, some aren't lyricists, so like the freestyle ain't going to work.
Right, because...
But they should be able to shine in the single,
mm-hmm.
if they're better.
Yeah, that, yeah, because that kind of, yeah.
What?
It balances out the aspects of a lyric or of a rapper.
Right.
You got lyrics, you got who can make a hit and who has the most hits. I mean, it Ooh. Breaks down in some things.
That's tough though, because for the single though, they have to have the same
beat.
Producer.
Oh, same producer? Okay, that's fair, too.
That would only be fair. Exactly.
Yeah, so you pick one producer and they produce both artists.
Yeah, they can have different beats.
Yeah, that would be better because I wouldn't want to hear the same beat. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, so Eminem would get washed by Future for Kids Now. Drake.
In the Versus type deal.
Just the Versus, the 20 for 20.
Right. I think in most cases, he would probably be watched.
Right. So, like, I don't think Eminem is a great artist to put up against anybody
in that type.
Honestly, black, if you want to be honest with you. Any That's fair. Black rap. Like, I would, but there's no other white rapper that could beat him 20 for 20. Not in my head.
Period.
I can't think of anybody. No. Like, Eminem would have to go against, like,
I was about to say, just think of the list. Like, there's a short list.
Yeah.
You got NF. I mean,
good rappers.
I'm just listing.
No.
I'm just going to list known white rappers. That's all. I don't even know all of them. Just the ones I know. NF, Russ. Is he even white? I guess he's white. Lil Dicky. It's MGK. When he was. Who else is there?
Action Bronson.
Duh, my bad. Action Bronson.
Mac Miller. God rest the dead.
Mac Miller.
Which is honestly one of my top five favorite white rappers.
Yeah, that one would be interesting. Yeah. Mac Miller versus Eminem.
I guess it's his personality too.
Yeah.
It's just something about Mac Miller. And then, like, I started to really listen to his music, not after he died, but around the time he dropped Swimming Pools. I started to go back to his older stuff and, like, going. I'm like, man, he grew as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, there's so many. I mean, you couldn't definitely put Macklemore with that dude.
It's
really hard. And putting.
But see, there's still some circles where Macklemore would win that.
20 for 20? Like, hits?
I don't know if he doesn't have 20 hits. But in that case, it'd just be however many hits he's got versus an equal number. But there's circles where he would win.
Yeah, because if you think about it, Eminem, he kind of was in his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when he features on other people's shit, and when he does, like, freestyles and cyphers or whatever, that's when we get to see the lyricism.
Right.
But, like, when it comes to his music, he's kind of like his own person.
Right.
So, like, when he's doing the funny voices on a song and shit like that, or when he's talking about his personal experiences, it's not going to sound like a regular rap song.
Right.
It's not going to sound like fucking Young Thug or something like that.
Yeah.
So, he's in a league of his own, and I don't think anybody can take him in an evenly matched versus, including two eras, two races, or however many races, whatever. It's just hard to determine there. Like, they were thinking, they were talking about Jay-Z and Wayne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Jay-Z and Wayne. Like, if Wayne is allowed to put his mixtape stuff on there, which is kind of rough, it's tough. Like, I think Wayne would come close to Jay-Z. And Jay-Z got a lot of shit. Like, it's crazy just talking about it. But that would be a good one.
Mm.
But why should they?
Right.
Like, there's no need.
I mean, really, in, like, most cases, there's no need. Not necessary.
Yeah, I don't even think Game would beat 50 Cent.
Yeah.
And I'm not, that's not no diss to 50, and that's no diss to Game, because I like the Game. But it's like, I don't think he could beat 50.
That was just funny, because, like, one of the comments was, so it would be Eminem versus 50, because 50 wrote most of the Game stuff.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. Like, the Game, like, his shit fire, but, like, there's so much more to Game, too, because I don't think he's, like, a top lyricist, but yeah, I bar sometimes. Yeah, that's really hard to determine. Shout out to my boy Marshall. I'll call you later.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think?
Hmm?
Nah, it's Eminem. I don't really know. You can't even name me three Game songs.
No, I can't. I can't even name you one.
Can you name me three Eminem songs?
Yes.
Right now, go.
Mockingbird, Toy Soldiers, Bonnie and Clyde, 97.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a weird assortment.
Yeah, that was. I was like, hold on. Is he just going to do, like, right there? Encore and shit?
Who knows? I don't.
Yeah, so that.
Are you woke?
Hear me out. No, I'm playing. Like, that's a good question. I don't think I'm like woke to
how do you define woke?
I don't know. The motherfuckers that be pointing out everything on the line, that's woke. I'm not that woke. Cause then I be hearing shit. I be like, yo, how did you get that from that? You get what I'm saying? Like, absolutely. Where did that come from?
It doesn't make sense sometimes.
Hell no. So I don't think, nah, I'm not woke. I'm like halfway. Cause I do be seeing shit that most people wouldn't see. But at the same time, it's not like that deep, man. Like the ocean, right?
You're losing me.
You have like some parts that's like super deep, places that people won't go.
Okay.
And then you have like the shore. It's not like deep at all. I'm like in the middle, you know?
Okay.
Do you see?
I get what you're saying.
Like, dude, have you ever looked at the sky? And like,
no,
nah, I'm fucking with it. Nah. Are you woke, bitch?
It's like you were saying. Like, depends on what we're looking at and what we're talking about. Because, like, I don't agree with that. Just, I don't agree with a lot of stuff I see that I think could be considered woke. But I think some of the more common sense stuff that can even be applied, I do agree with.
Is there a difference between conspiracy and wokeness?
Conspiracy?
Yeah.
And wokeness?
Yeah.
I think. Kinda please elaborate, because that, I'm not sure I understand.
You kind of made it sound deeper than what it was right there, so now you put okay, me on spot.
Sorry.
But it's really sorry. Just, it seems like a lot of wokeness could stem from conspiracy. So let's just say, now that I think about it, I think I stumped myself there.
Yeah, that messed me up a little bit. Because like I've never think conspiracy when I hear woke. If that's wrong, I'm sorry.
It seemed, I lost it, my damn self.
Huh.
Okay, we definitely got it wrong.
You got it wrong.
Nah, you got it wrong.
No, I know.
Maybe, okay.
What I'm talking about.
Alert to injustice in society.
This is really focused on race. This is really focused on race.
It is.
So here's the one that is controversial that I'm scared to mention. What do you think about critical race theory, CRT?
I don't know anything about it.
You haven't heard about it?
No, I've heard about it, but I don't know anything about it.
You don't know anything about it? Anything.
Really. Not really.
Not at all.
Mm.
Zero.
None. Know anything?
Well, just the stuff that I have seen and heard is not good in my opinion.
I'm not in the Reddit like that, bro. I am, but I'm not.
What you talking about?
It seems like a lot of critical race theory things are on Reddit.
Maybe.
I mean,
not where I've
on
seen
Reddit,
it.
But
I mean, it's not where I've seen it, so I don't.
I'm waiting for the breakdown of what CRT is.
This is how I've often seen it when I have seen it.
Mm-hmm. Not reading it?
I mean, I can.
Oh.
Just this statement of a divisive discourse that pits people of color against white people. Core idea is that race is a social construct and that racism is not merely the product of individual bias or prejudice, but also something embedded in legal systems and policies. That part, I agree with. That sentence right there.
Uh-huh. So who?
Well, maybe not that middle part. Racism is not merely a product of...
Racism is not merely the product of, you moved it, individual bias or prejudice, but also something embedded in legal systems and policies.
Right.
So
I think
you
can
believe
wholeheartedly
in that.
Agree in that.
So
yeah.
I know the term. What is it called? Something system. About race. Black people. not being able to buy houses in certain places.
Right.
What is it called?
Loans. Literally right here. I don't know the term that you're trying to say.
God, bro. I can't believe I'm drawing a blank on this shit right now.
I wish I could help you.
Yeah, man, it sucks. But, yeah, okay. But what don't you believe in this? Because since I don't know too much and I don't want to, like, sit here and read all of it, honestly, I would have to do it on my own time. What is the thing you don't agree with?
Seeing this is what I've gotten from where I've seen it and why I would lean towards disagreeing with it. I mean, that was before reading what it's actually supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like the actual theory, the sentence that I said. But what I was seeing is a lot of, I guess it's saying the betrayal, its portrayal by critics about it leading to negative dynamics, such as like focusing on group identity over universal shared traits and dividing people into like oppressed and oppressor groups. So like instead of learning about these things in efforts to remember them and try to make steps towards fixing them, they're more like preached as this is why white people are bad and we should all hate white people and blah blah blah. More towards that side of thinking is how I've seen it represented, as opposed to the statement of what it actually is.
So who would be running that? Like,
what do you mean?
Why the critical race theory? Who is behind all of that?
I mean, I guess it says right here that it's an academic concept from, that's decades old.
And like, who does it benefit? You know what I mean?
I don't. What?
What to me or what to that?
You.
What to me?
Yeah.
Like the critical race theory.
Yeah.
Is said to, from what I'm hearing, is put other races against white people.
That's what I'm saying, like how it was represented from what I saw.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and it kind of said that there.
My bad. Let me interject with a, sidebar. Because one thing I saw was his father, black father, talking at a school board meeting to, I guess, the committee or whatever, and talking about, basically, he was talking about how he was upset that these things were being taught because it kind of ingrains the thought that black people or people of color being oppressed, and they still are, and that they still aren't as good as white people. Kind of butchered that. But like the way he was saying it, and I guess this is through what his daughter told him of what she was learning, I guess. I don't know. But he felt like she was being taught like she's still below, like she wasn't as good as. And like, I wish I could remember more of the video. But it just made critical race theory out as teaching people of color like that they are, that they were oppressed, that they still are oppressed, versus like trying to empower them and teaching them the history. I don't know if anything I said made sense, but
sort of. I guess I could see that a little bit. It kind of seems like a reach, but maybe because we kind of got like a very diet.
Explanation of it.
Yeah.
Right, and
yeah.
Maybe like the curriculum is different.
Yeah.
I mean, like I'm sure it's been adapted various ways to suit various needs.
How I seen American History.
X.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Great movie. So how I seen it was, yeah, these white people that wanted their freedom, and I'm skipping past like a lot. I'm jumping ahead.
Okay.
These European people wanted to get away from the king and queen, move to America, settle there. Again, I'm jumping.
Go for it, man. And I could, just you know, go for me, it.
They got slaves, and I'm the only reason why I'm doing this is because I'm black. They got slaves, said that they, you know what I mean, they helped build America, but through a very vicious way, helped build America. It, anyway, white people, I don't think they're the damn devil, mm-hmm. especially not now.
Right.
But the fucking colonizers, bro, the colonizing shit is ridiculous. Like, that shit alone is just ridiculous. I can't say that that's what I got from it,
mm-hmm.
but it did make me think, it does make me think a little bit different of white people and always keep my head on a swivel. Because okay. I believe that American history believes that white people are still better than people of color.
No, I mean, history is written by the victors. Not saying. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll leave that how it is.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So, yeah. Like, you know, it always keep my head on a swivel because I still believe, and it is, but I still believe it's people out there like that still. But it doesn't make me hate white folks.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think that everybody, all because they have it in their blood, I don't think that's them. But.
That's fair.
You can't judge me for not thinking sometimes. I don't always do, but sometimes I think like, yo, that might have been a little racist. A little bit. And it sucks because it shouldn't be that way. But you know how when something happens to a kid in school,
mm-hmm.
to a black kid in school, black people come to the defense of saying like, if it was a white kid, it would have happened differently.
Right.
Through with the cops. And ain't nobody changing shit to make it different. Right. You know what I'm saying?
To about fix that. They yeah. just complain about the fact that it wasn't.
Yeah. So like,
or that it was different.
It's kind of rough to not say that it's not true. All because we're people of right. color doesn't make us vicious. And that's how a lot of people teach their kids, too.
I see. I think part of the problem is... Fuck. There it goes again.
I know.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I was on a roll, too.
I know. It's my fault. It's my fault.
You'll catch it.
I mean, like... obviously, it's wrong. And everyone knows it's wrong. But I think the problem comes with the fact that people will just say that it's wrong. And their big argument is that it's wrong. And that's it. They just complain about the fact that it's wrong.
So what can they do to change that? What would I don't be know. The thing that changed that? Like, don't get me wrong. Like, black people are beautiful. Everything about them. To me, because not only because it's my race and I'm being biased, but just the things that we create, the things that we do, the things that we thrive in. Mm-hmm. Like, black is beautiful. And some people might say, yo, that's like saying like white pride. You know what I'm saying? Like being like the Proud Boys or something like that.
We talked about that too.
Yeah, we did. So like,
there's nothing wrong with having pride in your race.
Man, I don't care as long as you don't think that you're better than me because of your race.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So black people are beautiful. And sometimes we might not show the greatest examples of who we are, but I think that's just people in general. Because, and I'm not going to say that I know what is a disgrace, because I don't. It's all the eyes of the beholder. But it's like some things you look at and be like, these motherfuckers, you know, you'd be like, yo, that's white people shit. That's white people shit. I say that all the time. It's just like, not saying that they're a disgrace, but I just be like, yo, that's the only shit that white people would do. Like, and I shouldn't have to say that all the time. So when you ask if I'm racist, maybe. No, like, but it's just
finally
like,
got it.
I don't, I can't say though you're a disgrace to our black people for doing this certain thing, because mm-hmm. white people going to see it as disrespectful, distasteful or something like that. Fuck them white people. So it's like, things that we do that you wouldn't feel like it would be proper in your culture or whatever the case may mean, doesn't mean it's bad. And I can't judge you if I think it's bad. I know I'm rambling now, but it's like, the shit is, the thing I'm getting at is, don't I'm like, you know. Well, what's up? Good.
Let me interrupt since you locked. But shouldn't those actions still be condemned either way?
But
for any and all.
Right.
Like if actions of your race, which you can admit are wrong or bad, shouldn't they be condemned? Even if the fact that it's used as a stereotype to
tarnish the race.
That's a good word. Yeah, that's a good phrase.
Yeah, I guess. Because I mean,
because like, and I'm not saying this is how you sounded, but like, if you don't condemn it, that's the same as endorsing it. And is endorsing it out of spite because another peoples are using that as a derogatory any better than just actually denouncing it and trying to, obviously not trying to change it, because, but denouncing it?
Oh, that makes sense. But it's like, what can you do? How can I tell you how to act in public? That's based on like who you were. Like I'm not going to say like if we're in a public place, right? We're in the mall and they start beating on the table. A bunch of black folks start beating on the table. Girls start dancing, start twerking. And it'd probably be like a white group. They'd be like, niggas. I mean, they probably, I don't know what they said. They was just like, you know what I mean? Technically, that's what it would be.
Black but they, people.
Right. But like, they're having fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's distasteful for you because you won't do it. Why does it have to be a disgrace for us? We just having a good time.
Okay. I wasn't thinking in that direction.
Yeah, I'm thinking of examples. I agree with you. Okay. We all know that stealing's not good. Drug dealing isn't good. But it's just like, if you pinpoint what's good and what's bad as the human race, as like people, then okay. But don't just do it because you pinpoint it, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, is because they're black, that's why they're doing it, and that's distasteful. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of confusing, but you're right. Like, if I don't say anything about it,
right,
it could be endorsing that said thing. But
and just to make it clear, I was not thinking of that type of action.
Oh, okay. What action were you thinking of? Like, give me an example.
Like crime.
Okay.
Crime.
Okay. And like, yeah.
Like what you, the example you used.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think no matter who you were, like, I don't think it's justifiable to try to condemn that.
Right.
If there's no harm being done with it.
Yeah.
What? There's no need to condemn it.
Right.
Especially if it's a younger group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, kids are stupid. And kids have weird ways of having fun.
Right.
So, like, no matter what they're doing, if it's not harmful, you're just old, shut up.
Right. Like,
pretty much.
I mean, in a sense, if you don't like it, you can just get up and leave.
Right.
Because it is a public place. And if nobody stops them in that public place from doing it, you can't be caring about it. And
also, why would you stop it?
Yeah. Like, what it's is fun. The
reason to stop it?
Yeah. Like, they just enjoying themselves.
You're disrupting like, you the here peace,
to enjoy like, yourself. Yeah. Like, this shit is crazy. So, like, crime is different. So, like, you know. I don't know. It's two different things. I was thinking more of like certain things that certain groups do.
Right.
Groups of people do versus how it's looked upon another group.
Yeah. I was thinking more of like actual bad things.
Yeah. And I can't think of a crime that a black or white person doesn't do. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But
stereotypically,
in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stereotypes.
Yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, that shit. So, I mean, no, it makes sense. It makes sense. Cool. It's just the way you look at it, I think it's crazy. Because, like, sometimes I could be, like, in the morning, if I'm at a McDonald's and they start doing that shit in the morning, like, I don't care if you black or white, I just don't want to hear that shit.
Like, shut up.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm tired, I'm old.
I'm, yeah, shut up. I'm trying to get my coffee.
How you got this much energy this early?
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? And then there's it's a time and place for everything. Like, if you do it in church, it's not because you're black or white. It's just like, yo,
we ain't not the church. Place.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just some, and you really can't tell nobody anything. So, like, as long as it's not endangering anybody, like you said, it's not hurting anybody, I'll just let it be. And if people just hanging around, I'll try to call the cops on them. Because it's like, if they're not doing anything, I know you're trying to prevent crime, but like, what if they're not criminals?
Right.
They just like hanging out. It's exactly. Just one spot. They standing by a car just talking.
Exactly.
Who knows, man?
I want to touch on one more thing.
Okay, you trying to make me record long? I get it.
Now, back to American history, in a sense. Reparations. Why'd you sigh? Huh? It looked like you sighed over there.
It wasn't really that, but I was thinking like, this nigga.
I have to.
You trying to see how black I am? Is this what this
is? No.
You trying to test my blackness? I want all the reparations.
Just saying, all right, you be back at that. Nah. Say they kept it, as I often hear it, 40 acres and a mule. They made it a equivalent amount, like literally took the cost of 40 acres at that time, the cost of a mule at that time, adjusted for inflation, and paid that.
Okay, I thought you was about to say, give them 40 acres and a mule. Like, niggas don't know how to...
Exactly, no. That would be dumb.
Plant?
That would be dumb. And there's no way, especially depending on where they're at, they're going to give up 40 acres. That's a lot nowadays.
Yeah, no.
Depending on where you are.
Yeah, it's not enough land left.
So, I don't know what my question here is. Not, is it deserved?
Mm-hmm.
Because I agree, it is deserved. But... what is my question here? I guess, does every single black person deserve it in this country?
There's got to be a way that you can do it.
Because I mean, like, and not just, not in the sense of...
that if they deserve it or not. I don't think
black people deserve it.
Yeah, I got you.
Blanket statement. I mean, like, it should be logical, right?
Yeah.
Like, if it can't be proven that your ancestors were... I'm not saying were slaves... but we're even just in this country at that time, do you deserve it? Because, I mean, if you're, like, I guess it would be third generation at this point. Third maybe fourth. Second, if your parents were old when they had you and their parents were old. No, it's got to be at least third or fourth generation.
Yeah. It's kind of deep right now.
Right. But, like, if they immigrated after that time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not Emancipation Proclamation, but when slaves were actually freed.
Juneteenth?
Yes. So if they immigrated after that time period, mm-hmm. when they were for sure, I'm not using that specific date, yeah. but whenever the time when they were for sure no more slaves in the country, did they deserve it? I mean, yes, I'm sure they were still treated poorly. I think that's a known fact. But yeah. they weren't owned... and sold. They weren't slaves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They deserve a part of that reparations.
I mean, like, how far does reparations go? Like, are you talking slavery and segregation? Because, like you said, you still were treated poorly.
Right.
Like, and the suffering that the Native Americans got, they got something for it. I don't know what she was about to say, but it might be racist.
The value is debatable, but yes, they got something.
I mean, I think it wasn't bad what they got, right? They don't have to pay taxes, and they got land.
I mean,
so
legitimate actual they were given, I think, probably wasn't that bad.
So I think
that just what's happened since, and yeah, whatever.
I want to say Asian Americans got something for the concentration camps and shit.
I would hope so.
Think the Asian community got something. I don't know what it is. But
I'd hope.
So it's like, yeah, because it's kind of intertwined now. It's kind of hard to determine who's who. So like if you came in after, it's like if you came after and you slept with one of the people that were here, started a family somehow, and that family was a part of it. I think it's too mixed now.
I mean,
I don't know how to
still mean your family can be traced back, but okay.
I mean, yes, it still can be, but it's just like, you're just saying like every person. So like, yeah, it's going to come back to like who you were. My last name, Jackson. I'm pretty sure.
No.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure.
It's like, now we got to get this last name. It'll pay off in the future, I swear.
Out of my four, out of my four families, I'm pretty sure.
There's got to be.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, I think everybody should. It just depends on what they get and how do they distribute it. I would love to have land.
I'm telling you. No. You get the monetary amount. Because it's not logical or feasible to give out actual land.
No, I'm just saying I would love it. I'm not saying like.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Yeah. But.
Trying to get black people land. Yeah, right.
And it's not like they could even do it by area. They just have to come up with a national average.
Just give us Atlanta, bro. Brilliant idiots. Brilliant idiots. I was like, yo, that's fire. They give us the whole Southeast. We made that shit pop, then everybody going to want to come down. Yep,
and be gentrified real quick.
They're like, wait a second. And that's another thing. Like, you put us in the hood just to try to take it back over. Like, what's the point?
There's no point.
Anyway. Could we end the podcast now, sir?
Yeah, that's acceptable.
Are you sure? I probably cut out everything I just said and then some.
Okay.
I might have a two-minute episode.
You chop what you need.
Because this is just long.
Save it somewhere.
I got you. Nah. All right, guys. I guess we're going to get out of here. George, any last words? Your last word? Systemic racism.
That's what you're trying to think of?
Yes.
It would have been better if you come up with it after I said the word.
Okay. But sorry, good.
No, it's my fault. Yeah. Should have been quicker. Damn. You got that one.
All right, I got it. Yes.
It's two words, but we'll let you slide because you do it rarely.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Like, comment, share. You know where to find us. And thought I had something else to say, but.
Okay.
This has been the Lost in Translation podcast. And thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.